episode 83 of the 90 Day Wins podcast. This is your host, Sandy B. Do you believe we win together? By working together, we can achieve our goals. This is one of the things I talk about all the time on this podcast and with my coaching clients and the groups that I'm a part of, because it's so important. You don't have to do life alone. You can surround yourself with the people that are encouraging to you, that are motivating to you, that you trust to get sound advice from, and you can win. We're talking about it today on the 90 Day Wins podcast. We win together. When you think about your journey and what you desire to accomplish in life, who is going to be there on the journey with you? Who are you excited to win together with? We have no time to delay. Life is so precious, and we can choose to be around the people that are motivating to us, that are encouraging to us, that are helping us along our journey to achieve our wins. So that is what we are talking about today, winning together with the people we choose to be associated with, the people we choose to do life with. I want you to take some time to think about the people around you. Who's in your circle? Who's in your tribe? Who are your besties? Who encourages you? Do these people inspire you? Do these people help motivate you? Are these people honest and trustworthy? I believe in order to achieve our goals and to do so every 90 days, we must be really mindful about the people we associate with. We must think about the benefit of the people that are in our lives. We get to choose the people we surround ourselves with daily. Are you choosing the people that are willing to grow with you and to learn and willing to share knowledge with you? Are those the people that you are working and learning from daily? A quote I read recently from Alex L. stuck with me, and it brings up thoughts for me as I think about who do I plan to win with this next year. As I end this year motivated and excited for the goals I desire to achieve, who will be in my circle? This quote says, stay close to people who see you, who see your healing and your growth as a celebration versus intimidation. Who are the people that you have around you? Are they excited to celebrate your wins with you? Do they acknowledge your growth and encourage you along the way? Or are they intimidated by your growth? Are they worried and jealous by your growth? You can spend some time thinking about the people you have around you. How do they react when you achieved a new goal? How do they treat you? The people that you have close to you, you want to make sure that you are encouraged by them. They are willing to be there for you along your journey, and you can trust them. It's so important that you know you can trust these people. In the episode on trusted advisors, I would encourage you to go back and listen to that episode because it gives you the definition of what we consider trusted advisors on the 90 Day Wins framework. When we talk about the sixth step to achieving your wins, you don't have to do it alone, goal getter. And with understanding that you can have trusted advisors that help you win along the way, it makes the adventure more joyful, in my opinion. So go check out episode 20, Trusted Advisors for the Win, and listen to why it's so important to have good trusted advisors around you, people who are motivating you, who are inspiring you, who are encouraging you as you go through your journey to wins. Remember, We win together. The people you are associated with and surround yourself with have an impact on your goals and achieving them. So here are a couple of type of people you should surround yourself with. When you think about this next year, think about and assess the people you're around and then manifest the people that you desire to be around. Those people that have gone before you that can be mentors and encouragers to you. Think about
them. Each week, we have a simple goal with creating this podcast. And that is for you to be empowered to take action. We all have goals and dreams, but in order to make those goals and dreams a reality, it requires for us to take action. No more are the days that we are excited about something, we talk about something, but we don't take action. This podcast is encouraging you each episode to take action, to make a change, to make a move, to think differently. You choose to make the changes you desire in your life to achieve your goals. So with the 90 Day Wins podcast, it's about empowering listeners to make the changes they desire for their life, to take action, to move past the negative mindset that would have been holding you back. You are breaking free from that. You are feeling empowered. You are feeling motivated. And because of that, you take action for your wins. Every 90 days, 90 Day Wins podcast, that is the goal, the simple goal for you to take action for your wins. Every day is a new day for you to achieve your goals. It's up to you to decide. Are you going to take action today for your wins? I hope you do, because that is the goal of this podcast. So thank you for listening. I hope you are enjoying this episode. And remember, take action for your wins today, goal-getter. For this new year, here are some of the type of people I want you to think about to have around you, to surround you as you achieve your goals. You want to be around the goal-getters. Those are the people that are forward-thinking. They're forward-moving. They are always assessing how they are tracking with their goals, and they are moving forward even as they face adversity and challenges. So make sure you have some goal-getters around you. You want some truth-tellers, the people you trust to provide honest feedback to you as you go through your journey. You want the troubleshooters. These are the problem solvers. You know, that friend that can work with you to solve whatever that problem may be. You want them around you. The executors. These are people who you can rely on to get things done. Point blank, they're going to execute the plan and they are going to help you achieve your win. So you want those people around you. You want passionate people around you, those enterprising people, those people who are enthusiastic, who are excited about life and about the opportunities they have to achieve their wins. You want to make sure you keep people like that around you. And also, you want to have encouragers. These are people who provide encouragement to you. Every day is a challenge. Every day is a new obstacle and a challenge to overcome. By having an encourager in your surroundings, in your circle, in your tribe, this person will help motivate you, will help remind you of your why, will help remind you of how far you've come on your journey, and they will help you see the bigger picture of what you're trying to accomplish. We are going through this quarter motivated and excited. But not everyone is motivated. Not everyone is excited. Some people have been dealing with obstacle after obstacle after obstacle. And we have the opportunity to help each other. We have the opportunity to truly be there for each other in times of need. Everyone has their struggles, but it's the person that can withstand the struggles and the trials of life and still be excited for what they want to accomplish. So when you think about that goal-getter, the person that is forward-thinking, is hopeful for the future, they are the people that will truly inspire you when you are not feeling as if you can move forward. A lot of people feel stuck. And what I encourage myself, and I encourage other entrepreneurs, other small business owners, other moms, other parents, to make sure you surround yourself with those people that can help you, that can help motivate you, to remember that you don't have to do it alone. And then be mindful. If you have people around you that are always negative, that are always finding fault with things, that are not motivated to do anything, that continue to stay stuck, you have to make sure that you limit your time with those people. Quite frankly, you have to set the boundaries. You desire to move forward. And if you fall short of that, maybe you can have a session with a counselor. You can talk with someone about why you are struggling to move forward. Maybe you need a coach. I coach a lot of people on being accountable to achieve their wins, to develop their goal-getter mindset. You don't have to do it alone. We win together. So in this journey that we are on in life, when we think about the people we are associated with, last episode, we talked about win by association. This episode, we are winning together. Those associations that we establish in whatever organization or group we are a part of, those relationships truly, if we allow them to, can help us achieve our goals sooner than we imagined we could. And that's what's so great about 90 Day Wins Coaching, because I work with my clients to help them achieve their goals within 90 days. Prepare yourself for this new year, 2023. Take the time to reflect on this year. Take the time to think about the people you are surrounded by. Do those people align with your vision for your life? Do those people provide you with encouragement, with support, with good energy? Are those people right for you in this season of your life? Remember, you want to stay close to people who see your healing and your growth as a celebration versus intimidation. I remember so many situations where I didn't feel comfortable in a relationship I was in with a friend I met, a colleague, and I know it's so important to think about who you choose to be with, who you choose to work with, who you choose to learn from. And as you get older, you realize your time is so precious. It's so important. So why not surround yourself with people who will give you encouragement along the way, who will help motivate you along the way, who will help be there when things aren't going as planned, but can still provide some honest and helpful feedback to help you on your journey. We can choose to win together. We don't have to do it alone. So make sure you surround yourself with that goal getter, with that truth teller, with that troubleshooter, with that executor, with that enterprising, passionate, enthusiastic person, and with encouragers. You don't have to do it alone. We can choose to win together as we go through this journey. Take the time, assess the people you are surrounding yourself with, and then manifest the people you desire to be around. Manifest the thinkers you desire to be around, the experts you desire to learn from, and then do whatever in your power to seek them out. If that's joining an organization, if that's taking a class from an expert, I know I have signed up for coaching, mentorship with one of the coaches here that I have been following and have been using her tools and learning from her. Do not go it alone. You don't have to. You can get the help you need to achieve your goals, and you can associate yourself with the people that can help you. Create win-win situations. A win-win situation, we talked about this in episode 81 of the 90 Day Win podcast. This is a situation where it's mutually beneficial for you and the organization or the people you choose to work with. You can be a motivator and an encourager and a goal-getting friend and person to someone else. You can encourage that person who is not sure if they should step out on faith and get that new job they've been talking about. You can encourage your family members. You can show them by your actions and by your mindset of achieving goals that they can do it. They can make the changes they desire in their life. And that's why we can choose to win together. Will you choose to win with the people you're surrounded with? Will you choose to be a shining light in a world that's so dark and so tough to live in often? But we can choose to be the light. So I encourage you today, think about your surroundings. Think about the people that you associate with. Think about how you will make changes in your group, in your organizations that you're a part of, in your personal relationships that you have. You can decide. So you both can win by working together. One of the things I was thinking about when preparing for this episode are my relationships and thinking about the people I desire to spend time with, the people that I maybe need a break from. I like to say you need timeouts from people, and that's perfectly okay. And the people I desire to spend more time with, to learn from, to, you know, listen to their podcasts or to read their book or to correspond with them via email, engage with them via social media. So many different ways that we can show up for ourselves and for others. And in thinking of that, I thought of my association with a organization here and how that relationship has grown with multiple people in the organization I've been able to work with and learn from. And we have benefited financially by working together on different projects. And I am encouraged to continue to grow those relationships, to spend more time with these people. And I think about why that relationship with this organization is so fruitful. And I realize it's the people. It's not the name of the organization they're a part of, but it's the people, because these people worked at a different organization and I met them there. And so I continue to work with these people because they are encouraging to me. They are motivating to me. They are excited about my growth and my wins and my lessons. They care about me moving forward on my goals. And I am appreciative of that. And I want to continue to grow those relationships with these people. So I encourage you today, think about the organizations and the people that you are surrounded by. Who can you learn from? Who can you decide that you will do business with, that you will spend more time with. You get to decide. Whatever you decide, know that you can choose to win. You can choose to grow together, to learn together, and to encourage others to do the same. You can do it, goal getter. Remember, we win together.
It's time for you to be accountable to achieve those goals you've been talking about for so long. With 90 Day Wins Coaching, I help you achieve those goals. It's about taking action each day for your wins. Do you need an accountability coach? Go to 90daywins.com and sign up for your free discovery call with me, Coach Sandy V, and let's start winning together. You can do it and I can help you. 90 Day Wins, we're about actually helping you achieve those goals you've been talking about. Let's take action today and get your wins. First step is to sign up for your discovery call so we can talk about your vision, talk about the plans you need to execute, and then let's create that plan for you so you can achieve your wins. 90 Day Wins Coaching. Let's get it. On the next episode of the 90 Day Win Podcast, we talk about association. We are continuing our series on winning by association. You don't want to miss it. 90 Day Wins Podcast. Ignite the Goal Getter Within is the book that I wrote to encourage you to achieve your goals every 90 days. It provides the 6 steps to your wins. You can get it on Amazon or you can buy it from my website. But get your copy today so you can ignite the goal getter within. You can start achieving the goals you desire for yourself. And you can think about your vision because 2023 will be here before you know it. And you want to make sure that you are putting your plans in place. You are thinking about your vision. You are creating that vision board that I encourage you to create. And you start believing in yourself to achieve your wins. So ignite the goal getter within. It's on Amazon. It's on 90daywins.com. Get your copy today, goal getter, so you can start achieving your wins every 90 days. This is Sandra Barker McIntosh, Sandy B, and I am the author of the book, and I believe everyone can achieve their goals. They just have to ignite that fire, that passion within, and then allow themselves to stay accountable to achieve those goals they desire for their lives. You can do it, go-getter. Let's win together.